Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. It's 6:23. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
All right, let's get to it. You ready? Ready for the sports?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the sports, yeah?
The sports.
Should we do the sports right now? Let's do it, yeah.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they're damn good, man.
Damn good.
He's right. Give him a whirl. Let's do it, man. Golf tomorrow, Thursday, June 11th. Tomorrow, the PGA is scheduled to get back into action with the Charles Schwab Challenge in Fort Worth, Texas. It will be the first pro golf tournament since March. Rory McIlroy.
Rory with me. An amazing putt is Rory McIlroy.
McIlroy. He's the favorite to win it all at 100, or no, I'm sorry, 15 to 2 odds.
Okay.
You know why? Tiger Woods isn't playing. That's why.
Oh.
Tiger Woods won't be playing, but Phil Mickelson plans to. So, there you go.
Uh-huh.
We'll get some familiar faces out there. But yeah, golf is back. Golf is back.
Nice.
We still have a $20 bet that Tiger's going to win one.
Yeah.
So, nice. MMA. Seems like Fight Island is a real thing. According to UFC President Dana White, is officially ready to host fights. Fight Island is located in the Middle East and will host mostly international fighters who are unable to enter the United States because of travel restrictions. And making this even all more a little bit bizarre, supposedly, mm-hmm. There's an octagon on the beach.
Oh, that's like some Street Fighter stuff, man. That's great.
I was going to say, straight up Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat. Dude, I like that. Yeah, I really think that should be a thing.
Yeah.
Like, why not? Yeah. Let's take it like different levels, man. And then you could have people vote on like, you know, I'd really like to see the Madison Square Garden, you know, the alleyway on 83rd Street. Let's have them fight there.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. I would love just different levels.
Yeah.
Where would you have a fight if you would like to see like one of your favorite fighters fight someone? They're like, Brock, you get to pick the level.
On top of a high rise, you know, like a big old like skyscraper. You clear like a helipad, like you get all around, everyone's standing around the helipad and they're fighting right there on top of a skyscraper.
I like that.
In my basement. That'd be cool.
All right. First row. I think it would be cool. How about the old classic from the movies, you know, fighting on top of a train as it's going?
Oh, there you go.
You know?
Yeah,
throwing some situational movement there, you know?
We could do the classic Keanu Reeves, Patrick Swayze fight from Point Break where they're skydiving and they're fighting in the sky. Yeah.
The classic train fight where the bridge is coming up and the bad guy kind of sees it. And then the good guy's on the bottom and he's struggling. And then he holds his head up and wham, his head hits the bridge.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
And I don't want people to be murdered, but okay.
Well, it's the train. It's the train level.
Dude. Rip his head off.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Basketball. The NBA continues to work toward finishing their season. Yep, they do. If they actually get it going, it looks like the league will continue to test players for performance-enhancing drugs, but they won't be testing for recreational drugs. You can smoke weed, but you can't take steroids.
No.
So there you go. Basketball, still in the little struggling stage trying to figure out what's going on, but sounds like they're going to have a playoff, and they're going to play for like an 8 seed and go from there, which is kind of cool. And, you know, I don't think they should do a 7-game series. I think it should be a 3-game series.
Yeah, I like that, too. I like that. 7 games is too much for what we're trying to accomplish right now.
Right.
So.
Right. Let's get it done.
All right. Is that your sports?
Yep, that's it.
Perfect. All right. We'll be back with more sports in the 7 o'clock hour, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 107. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, here we go. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Morning.
What's up, you dumb bitch?
What's up?
Anyway, 7:31. Let's get right to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious variety pack from Bud Light and their Bud Light Seltzer today.
Here you go. They're delicious.
Delicious.
Stop what you're doing and listen. Golf. You golfers out there, that you like golf. All the ladies are like, oh, God. My wife. I turned on golf last night. Immediate. It's kind of like the adjacent to Lifetime for men. You know,
yeah.
It's like, why do you do that? You know, we don't understand, but you know what? The women out there, they don't understand golf. Like, you turn on, it was even entertaining golf last night. It was long drive championship. So all they did is stood there and ripped them off the box.
Yeah.
Which is pretty entertaining. It's kind of like home run derby.
Exactly.
For baseball.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, you'll like this. You'll like this. She saw like four shots and she's like, I'm going to bed.
Done with it. Done with it. This is stupid. I'm going to bed.
I'm like, going to bed. I don't care. I'm going to sit out here and watch a few rounds. Anyway, tomorrow, Thursday, June 11th, the PGA is scheduled to get back into action. With the Charles Schwab Challenge in Fort Worth, Texas. It'll be the first pro tournament since March. Rory McIlroy. McIlroy's the favorite to win it all.
That's very good. Keep going.
15-2 odds. It's because Tiger Woods isn't playing.
Mm.
Phil Mickelson is the old lefty. But Rory McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy.
The favorite to win it all this weekend. Is a leprechaun?
Yeah, a little bit. There's a little leprechaun-y there at the end. Yeah.
They kind of think leprechauns golf, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, are they Irish? Yeah, Irish. They golf there.
Great golfers, dude. Great golfers.
Great golfers. Leprechauns are the Irish.
Yeah. Great golfers. MMA seems the Fight Island is a real thing. And according to the UFC president, Dana White, it is officially ready to host fights. Fight Island, located in the Middle East, and will host mostly international fighters who are unable to enter the United States because of travel restrictions. And making this even more bizarre, listen to this. Supposedly, there's an octagon on the beach.
I like that.
Nice.
That is straight up Mortal Kombat. What year did that Mortal Kombat movie come out? Like
90 something.
94, 95. They're fighting on the beach there too. It's dope, man. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be like Street Fighter. Go over to Japan. You got all these different locations. I asked you last time if you could choose a level. Like, Brock, you get to choose where these guys fight. Mm-hmm. It could be anywhere. Where would you choose?
A cool warehouse would be awesome, you know?
I think I'm going to change mine. Mine's going to be underwater.
Underwater? That's the worst fight ever.
Ever.
Just slow punches. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do with that.
The fight lasted like 92 rounds. Nobody was even tired at this.
Everyone's too busy just trying to swim towards each other.
All right. Trying not to die. Well, here we go. Real quick. Basketball. NBA continue to work on finishing their season, but they can actually get it going. That's a problem. It looks like the league will continue to test players for performance-enhancing drugs, but won't be tested for recreational drugs. You smoke weed, you're good.
You're fine. That should be that anyways. Who cares?
Can you smoke weed, but can you dunk, right? All right, you're good.
Exactly.
But no steroids.
No steroids. Weed's okay. Cocaine, fine. Steroids, no. Right?
Yep. I think is cocaine a recreational drug?
I mean, it is for me. I don't know.
God.
All right. Is that it? That all you got?
That's it, man.
All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.